I read the Squamish Chief article regarding the proposed development at the Sea and Sky waterfront property. Additional 244 units proposed for Squamish's SEA and Sky development, published March 2nd. And I am writing to express my concern at the idea of more densification and market housing in this area. Particularly when the company has yet to deliver on its promises and complete its community amenities projects, including the pedestrian bridge. Currently, the traffic in downtown Squamish and the number of cars in the downtown area is untenable and detracts from the enjoyment of the town. I urge council and administration not to consider any further development until developers' promises are fulfilled, and smart alternatives to vehicle traffic in downtown Squamish are actually completed. Please remember that property developers do not have the long-term community interests in mind when proposing further projects such as the one in the newspaper. Allison Clark, Squamish.